Welcome to episode 7. We're in the Simple Success Sessions. And in today's episode, I want to chat to you about managing time. Now, I feel like this topic is something that is talked about all the time, particularly if you're trying to be super productive. But I think we often overcomplicate things. And that's exactly what I want to share with you today through a story from one of my Voxer coaching sessions. So this would probably have been about a month ago, doesn't really matter, where I was having a conversation with a member and she was basically saying, "Lise, I am so busy. I'm doing all these different things and I feel like I'm juggling everything and I feel like I'm going to miss something. Can you give me some advice for how I can kind of manage things?" So my first question to her was, "What are you already doing?" And here is what she was already doing. She was using Motion to track all the things. Then she also had ClickUp. She was also using a Google Calendar, and she was also using Otter to capture all of her kind of voice notes. And where she was struggling is that because she had all of those pieces to try and manage all the things, she was actually struggling to keep on top of all the things because she didn't know where to go and look for each of those pieces, right? Which app is she meant to go into to actually keep track of all the things? So this is where I suggested to her that maybe she doesn't actually need any of those apps, except maybe for Otter, because I absolutely agree that it's one of the best apps for capturing voice notes and having it automatically transcribed. Huge fan of it. So she can keep that. But for the rest of them, I really questioned whether they were actually needed. I have personally used Trello, I've used Asana, I've used ClickUp, and I don't use any of them anymore, except for I use Trello a little bit for like a planning tool in terms of like keeping track of something, but I don't use it to like manage my to-do list or anything like that. And ClickUp, ClickUp and Asana, I've used interchangeably depending on clients, all of those things. I never found that it really stuck. Instead, I have chosen to simplify my systems. And that's exactly what I said to my member. I said to her, "Look, I am going to walk you through a very simplified process that allows you to keep on top of all the things, make sure that you're not going to miss anything, and is really easy to implement, and you don't need any special tools to do it." So I'm going to share what that is with you now. And it's a little bit of a two-step process that I use, but I'm sure that you're familiar with it. And that is time blocking and taking a step further and doing focused time blocks. So what I do is I use a planner to just jot down my to-dos every single day. And that's as far as I go in terms of the planning component in my planner. What I do from there is sit down and go, okay, I know that for me to get into flow, I need 90 minutes. That's kind of what my time block looks like to get stuff done. I know 90 minutes is the sweet spot for me. But when you add in focused time blocks, so still same amount of time, but this time focused on one thing, it ensures that you actually get those things done. Now, this is really simple. Here is what a focused time block looks like. I am an author. If you didn't know that, I have close to 50 nonfiction books published. Every time I write a book, I know that the only way that book is going to get written is if I sit down and create a focused time block every single day. So for me, that is first thing in the morning, 90 minutes in my calendar. So I just use a Google Calendar, doesn't need to be some fancy tool. I block it off and that's it. It's a non-negotiable, it's a recurring task, and it stays there until the first draft is written. And why it's called a focused time block is because nothing else is happening in that amount of time. I turn off the internet, I play some music, and I personally use brain.fm, and I write, and that's it. And ever since I have been using focused time blocks, I have not felt like I'm missing stuff. I get the things done on my to-do list. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm completing my to-do list every single day, because to be frank, it's pretty impossible with all the stuff that is on there, but it's designed to flow over the whole week, right? My to-do list just comes with me every single day. But it's the focused time blocking that has allowed me and my members who choose to implement it to just get stuff done without context switching and without being distracted, particularly if you turn off the internet and you don't have notifications coming through. I turn everything off, and with my phone, I just put it face down. I don't turn it off completely because if there's an emergency, I definitely want to be contactable, but I don't need to have my notifications popping up and distracting me. So it really does come down to you also having really good boundaries in place and implementing something like this for yourself. So my member decided to do this, and she reported back probably 3 weeks later to say that she now felt like she was on top of all the things and she was getting far more done, because when you focus on one thing at one time and you remove distractions, you actually end up getting things done faster. So your action step is to simply decide whether you're going to do this for yourself. So at the first part of this is just having a time block. Now, I do encourage you to kind of figure out what your sweet spot is in terms of the amount of time that you need to get into flow. And what I mean by getting into flow is that things just kind of roll. You don't have to think about it. Things are just working. And that's what I mean by what's your flow state? How long does that take? Now, like I said, for me, a 90-minute time block is really good for me to get into flow and feel like I'm actually getting things done. It generally takes me a good 10 to 15 minutes to actually get into that flow state. And then the rest of that time, I like and I feel like I'm getting stuff done. But you could absolutely do 30 minutes, you could do 60 minutes, you can do however long you want. It's entirely up to you. And then the second piece of that is adding in the focus. So what is it that you're focusing on in that time block? Now, this is where brain.fm does actually help with this, because you can set a timer. And I'm a huge fan of setting a timer and letting it play music based on whatever it is that I'm doing. That's your action step for today. And that's it for today's Simple Success session. If you want to figure out your own sweet spot when it comes to time blocking, productivity, anything like that, those are definitely some components that we can work on inside the feedback loop. And this is my one-on-one coaching that is 30 days long, where you get access to me via Voxer every single week and daily feedback delivered by email and video. It's just $100 for you to get started, and you can learn more at hustleandgroove.com/feedback. Until next time, remember, simple actions lead to beautiful results.